what we saw in the Ramchal, similar to what we spoke about Kochavim, there is a mahalach of hashpah that each person gets a certain, through a certain channel, they get their hashpah. And you see, even the intangibles, certain nations have certain fortunes, certain personalities. Things go through a mahalach. They don't just happen without any sort of cause and effect. And those are all things that are called must. Now, v'chein, look at Samach Beis. V'chein, on the first paragraph on the right side. V'chein o adar se gam v'chai v'medaber. She'yesh on kol echod mazl l'mala. She'nimshach mena kol tikkunei v'chomer san kiyum kanega. Every single being in the world has a channel which nourishes him, so to speak, and keeps giving him. So just like a person has a heart and a liver and a stomach, he has on a higher plane, he has a malach, a certain shoresh that gives him what he is. Mashakasav mazal machkim mazal mashe. And the Gemara Moed Katan, Omar Rava, Chayav Nim Zayna La Beschusa Talim Milse Al Bemazal Talim Milse. And he brings a few Gemaras that you see mazal. Vareilon, Ki kol inyonav sh'odam im chakukim v'chatsuvim b'mazolash v'rkiya shemayim, v'nimshach men kol echot, kol ma she'gozla b'china siba m'soeh. So everything in the world has a mazel, which is mashpia on the person, and gives the person, it gives the person something that is his life force, his mahalchim and so on. Now he speaks about our Gemara. Uma she omru b'shabes kufnam vav v'chein b'kam mekoyim is a mazel Yisrael. So if you tell me that everything needs to work, hakavonu hu rak. The mazel does not force the person. So the difference is laws of nature don't change unless it's a nace. In other words, if a person jumps off a building, he's going to get hurt. Unless the person is such a tzaddik nifla that the person can shine a whole tefillah. Doesn't happen. Mazolos, even though they have a structure, they are open for change for Klal Yisrael. Hagam sham mazel merel v'roach hasashon. Kuma sheva gemara kamarais. Av mikol makom hine oimet kol echot b'mazel miyuchot al kolpon kol inyanev. And this machlokes that we have here, mashom v'pchanino, yesh mazel Yisrael, b'yach mazel ein mazel Yisrael, shneyem em dibril kim chayim. So he says over here that every person himself can leave the mazel, but you do have a mazel. Who you are, what you are, is set. We can overcome it some ways, but we are a given. It's not that everyone has equal opportunities. Everyone has a mahalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu carved out for him. V'inyin yisoyra mazolos. Why is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazolos? What is it? Mashen isyastet kol echad ba'mazal chayev no mazone kanal v'divir rovah moed kotn. V'in isyastet avan hogar v'zeh meis lidita tzav yomav. And this is the mazal that's going to follow him all his lifetime. U'mushuna b'zeh kol echad chavere. Hinei kol inyan hiroas ha-mazolos. Hinei kol zeh hu rak managosa ne'lom yisbar shmoy. This is the part of creation that we do not have any insight. So let's explain just this point, because this is the point that he's adding over here. What is the difference? Everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is the difference between this and Tzchar Va'Onesh? Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The answer is, are we mechuyev to understand it? Can we understand it? In as much as a person can, he's supposed to try and say to himself, my ma'asim are going to it, and so on. And a person is supposed to do tshuva. Schar va'onesh is a hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is rational. Rational means it makes sense to us. We have the ability to understand it, and we have a chiyuv to understand it. And if a person does neglect hashgacha, and a person doesn't say that it's because of it, that's called halakha mibikeri chas v'shalom. That's the source of all the woes of the Tokhava. But those hanhagas that are mazel, all we know that they come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we know. And we understand what it is. This is part of a larger picture that I will never be privy to. It's not that I just happen not to know why, but why is it that my job was to keep doing something and just not being matzliach, or not to have the kelim to do what I want to do? I don't know. That's beyond me. I once saw a very interesting, I was witness to two scenes day after day, and if it wouldn't have been so deeply emotional, it would have almost been comic. There was a bachur learning by us in Yeshiva Gdola, and there was a boy in the high school who was a brilliant kid, mamish, Eli, and a tremendous masmid, very idealistic, and he wanted to sit and be done with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah all of his life. That's what he wanted to do. His father no way wanted to have any part of it. And in the worst way possible, not want that to happen. And I spent two frustrating hours with him trying to work out some game plan and how to deal with the situation. And he had tears in his eyes. I mean, he's a Klefer Adam Gadol, and that's what he wants to do with his life. I mean, Baruch Hashem, this is 8 years ago, and he actually is sitting and learning today, and he did manage to work things out. But that time, he was sitting, a young boy, he was like a skinny little kid, just pure goodness, trying to figure out how in the world, and then his father was also very wealthy, there was no issue. The next day, I was sitting with a boy who was learning Yeshiva Gdola. He had tremendous dyslexia, tremendous. He could not read Hebrew at all. Bright kid, intelligent boy, and learning was sheer torture for him. He just couldn't do it. And his father was just as stubborn that he wants his kid to sit and learn for the rest of his life. I asked this boy, why are we breaking our head against the wall? I said, you're a good kid, you have tremendous credits, you're a very personal boy. I said, go, you know, develop yourself in working with people, whatever it is that can, you'll be a tremendous asset to the world. He says, every time I come home, my father asks me, how much shas did you learn? How far is this? And his father says, I made a mistake of going to college when I was 20, I'd like to let you do that, and I want you to sit and learn, I have the money, and I said, what is that? And I was asking myself, you know, it was very, on one is very deep, you have a suggestion.
It's a half of oil.
Oil of half of, yes. But I was asking myself, I actually remember that it was my father, Chanan Bracha, was a Litvisha, a real Litvisha, and he had this Litvisha, mashal of his stories. So he said over, like, it's a very good mashal, and I guess it fit the situation, actually, now that I think of it. They asked the Rebbe, what's Raza de Raza? Sometimes the Zohar says it's the hidden of the hidden secrets. So he said, Raza means things happen, we don't know what happened, bad things happen, good things happen, we don't know what happened. So Raza de Raza is the following scenario. It says there was once a person who used to make his money schlepping, he had a wagon with horses, and he would schlep his merchandise from town to town. He supported himself very well, bakish and very nice. One day he got stuck in a mud, and the mud was sucking down the horse with the cart, with all his goods. And he was screaming, help. And an old failed man walks by and he says, you know, what's the matter? So he says, my entire stack, my livelihood, everything is just going down. Where am I? So he says, maybe help me schlep it out. He says, you know, if you needed a few dollars, a loan or something, I definitely could do it for you. But he said, to schlep it out, he says, I barely schlep myself alone. You have the wrong person. 10 miles away, there was an almana with 6 kids thrown out in the middle of winter from her apartment because she didn't pay rent for the past few months. And she's standing outside sobbing, and a young, strong, athletic guy walks by and he says, lady, what's going on? She said, you know, it's the middle of winter, I ran out of money, they're throwing me out. If only somebody could lend me a few dollars, in the summer I make money, I sell this and that. He said, you know, if you needed some help around the house, schlepping stuff and so on and so forth, blip. Said, but money, says, I don't have anything. Says, what in the Kaddish Baruch Hu care that they would have switched places 10 miles apart and the old man would be by the lady and he would be there? Says, that's Raza the Raza. when it's exactly opposite to what you expected, that's like that's beyond avon. But al kapanim, the lesson says that the hanhaga of mazolos belongs to the area of hadikaf shrachman alavli. And I want to explain that a little bit. The question why, when people ask Lamashal, it's one of the mistakes people make when they learn Ashkafen Yadim, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? And the answer, because, you know, to be mated. So why do you want to be mated? Why did this? Why? The question why is endless. A good psychologist milks 2 years worth of money out of a customer for why. In other words, I sit down and tell my problem. So let's understand why that's going on. Why that's going on? Until either he runs out of money or retires. There's no end to it. We never feel there's rock bottom to it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us not just, you know, rapid fire commands. Where tzitzis, where tefillin, be good boys. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there's a world, there's schar, there's Eretz Yisrael, there's a whole picture of this Olam Haba and so on. It's a whole picture, and we can ask why to a large degree. Why do we put on tefillin? It's Meshavet Alev Machshavos. Why is it called to Meshavet Alev Machshavos? Because the Maisim is Achad Alev Machshavos. This does this thing, this does that. There is a whole series of whys, until there's a certain point where why doesn't exist. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world? So the answer is, it's a world that's supposed to be made of itself. It's supposed to make itself good and get good. The next why doesn't exist. Adkar. Notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut out rings to fit this why. That's it. Anything past that is called Kav Shrachman. So when we ask ourselves, what? Kavshi. Kavshi means hidden. It's a Gemara of Brachis. It says,
what were the two words?
Kavshi, Kuf Beishin Yud means the repressed. Like Kavush means repressed. And Rahman is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Gemara of Brachis. The Gemara says, very famous Gemara, the Gemara says that Yeshayahu came to Chizkiyah and he told him, you're going to die because you're going to get married. So he said, well, I know that I have the kids I'm going to have is going to be a monster called Menashe, and Klaus will become Chor because of it. So he told him, it's none of your business. This is like a Shabbos hidden parts. In other words, why you have a Chiyav of Peri Verivya? That Chiyav has not been annulled. The big picture does not belong to you. So Mazel is a Hanhaga, I will say it in the terminology, that's Yonek from the Harikav Shachman. Its source is in that part that's beyond Havan and Tfisa. It's where we come into the picture. We come in after Bracious. From Bracious onwards, we come into the picture. Before Bracious, it's out of our picture. We don't know why. That's where Mazel is Yonek from, and that's this Mahalaka Mazalis. Okay, so I guess, so we finished this Nikud over here of what a Mazel is, and we saw Ramchal before, that it's part of that Hugger of Mazalos, it's part of that Hugger of Tikkun HaKloli. The Leshem over here adds that it comes, Mazalos comes from the area of Kafsh Rachmana, it's Shorish of Kafsh Rachmana. This, and in a sense, it's the same like the Kochav Mazals that we see. A person can come along and say, you know, all the kids that were born under the Mazal of Madam tend to be rough kids. Why? I don't know. It actually happens to be one of the, just as an aside, just understand where science has internal issues. For instance, let's say everybody who, if 100 people ate cheese and 60 of them, particularly 60 became sick, that's a scientific correlation. And that works very well. And science says whenever we see a correlation of two things, we know there's cause and effect, and that becomes science. They have all of these stuff, like in a year that the wine grape, that the wine was good, a Republican would be elected president. And they actually have been able to do a lot of correlations with that. Scientifically, these are considered worthless. It's the same correlation as cheese getting sick. So the answer is, it does not seem to be an essential correlation. Besides correlating two events, I've got to explain why there's some sort of shaykhs. So eating cheese and getting sick, you can understand it. But the wine crop being good, the Republican getting elected, we don't have, even if we were to prove it in 100 elections, we could not put it down as science because there's no Havana for Kesha behind it. It's a true scientific point because science, in as much as it takes into account Seichel or Gaon, that's 100% correct. But you're starting with a premise. So in other words, even if I eat 100 kazeis of matzah and I'm benched 100 times, or even if I'm mechal shabbos 100 times chas v'shalom and punished 100 times, I still can't use that because there's no internal correlation. You've automatically cut it out by definition. And I have no problem with science as long as science puts itself in its facts. I don't expect my doctor to use vibration mice to heal me. It's fine. But don't use medicine to tell me about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, if you're restricting yourself to cause and effect that's logical and rational, fine. That's your department. But by teva, that haga of hashgacha is going to include a piece beyond that, by definition. And by telling me that if it has no shaykhus to each other, it has no shaykhus to each other, then you've defined me out of the picture of the matter. So the Leshem says, this is just like the stars are in a haga, that we can get a sense of it, but it's got no firm cause and effect. This haga of mazel is rooted in the beyond. And that's called, that is called the anhaga of mazel, and it belongs to Hadi Kavsh Rahman. Yes.
Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us this anhaga at all if it's Kavsh Rahman?
It's an isayin in its own right. In other words, just like part of your life, part of your isayin sachaim is to the harashkacha and to flow along with it. Part of that anhaga is also to go and to do things where you know it's right, even though it doesn't seem to be going anyplace. It's an isayin. It's an ultimate isayin amuna. Is the things that you really know nothing about it except that it's right. And the truth is that was part of Adam HaRishon's chet. If you really want to, Adam HaRishon's chet. It's extraordinary when we think about it. I always use when I used to teach Neshat Torah. You know, you take all of the Sifrei HaOlam, all stories have sins or bad things people did. That's what makes a story a story. The bad things are always things that you can't mention, basically. It's Arayas, or it's Vitzicha, or it's Gneva. Adam HaRishon's bad thing was to become like a Lakim Yedea Tovara. I mean, that's our Deher. Adam HaRishon, the Nachash came to Adam HaRishon with the following Cheshm. The Cheshm itself is foolproof. He said, Reb Adam, what are you creating the world for? So Adam HaRishon says, look at him, so sorry, and he says, Chayvasi Belomim is to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, great. He says, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah that is greater than us? That Tov and Ra. He says, here is the Eitz Hadas, you eat it, you'll be the Tov and Ra. That's your Chayvasi Belomim. The argument on human logic was foolproof. It was the ultimate man was Nichshon. And the answer should have been, yes, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no, and that's beyond Havana. You're right, in the Olam of Havana and Seichel, it makes no sense that Hashem made the Das. This is what I'm striving for. I'm learning all day to Das, like Hashem Malach said, I want to lay that's Maven Bein Toiv L'Ra. That's what I want. Why am I sitting and learning all day? I should know what's mine, what's his, what's right, what's wrong. And here he comes along, this is it, this is the Maftech HaChaim. And what was wrong about it was that this doesn't belong there. This is about a Kavsh Rahman. The ultimate test of Emunah is where the Emunah doesn't make sense. Where the person is doing something that he's spending his whole life doing something. Imagine, you know, it's very hard for people to imagine today, but you could have a story now where we're not, I think we're basically the same age. Well, when I was young in America, I was growing up in the 50s. My father was from Europe. You looked around you, Orthodoxy was dying. At least certainly in the areas. I mean, there were already Nitzanim and other places. And a Rav came along. He had two Rabbanim. And one Rav said, let's open up a temple. And we're going to attract young people. And so on and so forth. And at least something. And I know at least one person that did it L'Shem Shemayim. Another person opens up a frum shul, and the members die day after day. Each member's dying out, and there's nothing left to it. Somebody comes and says, "Listen, the main thing is there should be Yiddishkeit, and we have to do it." It was a very hard decision. Someone's idealistic, for somebody who really saw. And he says his heart's going out. There's nothing left of it anymore. And it was very hard to understand that the few people kept the emes as emes. In a door from now, people would say, it's a small dinky shtiebel, but there's emes over here. Today it's very pashut, but in those days it was a real nisayon. And the answer to that was hanukkah shachronah. It was very, very hard. Shul after shul just died out, and you said there's no future. There was no future. It wasn't normal. Rav Aaron Kotler, who didn't get a compromise, it was unheard of. Today, people, I don't think they elaborate enough. Rav Aaron Kotler, for most people, was a rank meshugana. It's bad enough. You're coming along and saying people should just be sitting. Well, it didn't exist. What are you talking about? It was Shalei Darguna. And the Nisayin is, it's a very big Nisayin. It's the biggest Nisayin of a person. That those areas, this is what I'm going to do. If I'm going to do it, I'll do it. That's it. And I don't know without cheshbonos when I'm supposed to do it. Let's go to two. It's getting late. Let's go to one or two nekudas that will follow from it. We've put down the basics. Let's go. I want to go to the drushes around. Also, very very very. The drushes around is a very kashrash kafasay. Also, not learned enough, unfortunately. The drusha ches speaks a lot about mazel. He speaks about the following point, not explaining what mazel is, but he makes the following point, and it's a very important nekuda. He says, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not, and it's also photocopied here, but I'm going to speak about it out loud, I'm just not going to be able to go through it. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not change the teva very easily, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to make Kriyas Yom Suf every day, by the same token, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to change mazel. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes mazel, it's with certain devices. And he points out two or three devices that helps understand Chazal. L'mashal, it says, Mishana Moko, Mishana Mazel. In other words, if a person has a certain mazel, it's just like mazolas go by time, they go by place. And the right thing to do is to be Mishana the Makom rather than to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to uproot mazolos as such. That's one. And even when he does, he brings the Chazal by Avraham Avinu. It says by Avraham Avinu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Mi Heir Mi Mizrach, Tzedek, Yikrei L'Raglov, Or L'Raglov. It says that Avraham Avinu was not supposed to be able to have children. The reason was because the Mazel Tzedek was in the Mizrach instead of the Ma'ariv. It was the wrong place. So Ma'ariv instead of Mizrach, because Ma'ariv is the Tzad Tzayna and Mizrach Tzad Cham. That's yes, correct. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not just say, okay, Avraham, you can have kids now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved the Mazel from Ma'ariv to Mizrach for him. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu retains the structure as much as possible because mazolas are very much mahalchei hashgacha. I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is use the same klal that applies, and that's why in Yonim that you find sometimes schoolers that a Rebbe gives, different schoolers. The pshat is to engender a certain mahalach of to work with mazolas. In other words, the other Lashon Chazal, Avraham in Moilid, Avraham Moilid. There's a reason why the hay was added. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used a tzino. So that's why sometimes Rebbes will use, talk about the Kadmonim who had, they were tremendous Gedol Olam. For Bracha, they use some sort of strange thing. And the pshat was to. In the Olam HaTeva, it didn't have a mokom. But in the Olam of Mazolos, it's called a Shini Mazel. It's something to help us say, okay, this is not this situation, it's a different situation. Adding a name, changing a name, all of those in Yonim Where the problem is in the world of Mazalos, that's where those Nekudas come into play. So the Joshua Zeran is married. So the next step is, in other words, that the Anhogas of Mazalos, even when they're changed specifically through, they retain the structure, but they just switch the Mazal around. You get a different Mazal and so on. Let's explore one or two more things that are about changing Mazalos that are important. The Rishonim say, and Rishonim here, Rabbi Bechaya, there's places over here, Rabbi Bechaya in a few places, others, I'll just guess, give a synopsis because we're really running late, I don't want to intrude on the learning. There's a Lashon Rabbi Bechaya, an extraordinary Lashon, and it's repeated in a few places, that Ein Mazal Yisrael is not a Chiddush, it's not a Chiddush that Tefillah helps. The Chiddush is that tremendous Tzchusim help. You have two elements that help. Mazal means that an ordinary Tzchus is not going to help. An extraordinary Tzchus will help. And Rabbi Bechaya says, it's in Karakevach, in Parnassa, in Erech of Parnassa, and a few other places, extraordinary Tefillah, that Tefillah is another Pasha that will help. Masha'ein came, in Tzchusim, you need an extraordinary Tzchus. What's Hakad Pshat? And it's repeated a few times in Shayim. I want to explain a little bit. Tefillah is something of all the mitzvahs, you have different kavanas, what it's there for. Tefillah is the Meshavah, the Levin, and the Mar, it's the this, the that. Tefillah, it says, Bilti Lashem Levada. Ramban says, and it's a lot of places, and that you're not allowed to have any kavanis in karbanis, not elokim, not kale, only havaya. When we say in the animaimins, we say the ein bilte roy lavoit except for kadosh baruch hu beitzel also lavoit. It's not only tefillah. You're not allowed to take a little nesir for somebody else. You're not allowed to do anything else. Tefillah has a yichud that it's the only thing that has to be kulei Lashem. And Ramban says in a few places in Chumash that you're not allowed to have any kavanas but havaya. That's a bilti Lashem levada. Zaveich olim yechram, bilti Lashem levada. Tefillah and carbon, that's why there was such a hate that the machlokas against Mekubolim, the Rivash has his famous tshuva, was specifically about tefillah. They asked him, how can you daven and think of spheres because that's like avodah zarah? And he says, in Echnam, he explains it, he gives an excuse for the Mekubolim, but he says, Tefillah is certainly going to be like Knit Ben Yomo, Mila Negod and Rashmi Kenan, who was a tremendous Mekubolim, and yet his davening was Knit Ben Yomo. Tefillah has a yichud that it's Kulo Lashem. So in a sense, if we need to overstep the highest darga, Tefillah has a yichud that other mitzvahs don't have. So in mitzvahs, the problem is, mitzvahs are part of the world of Schar and Onesh, and the world of Mazel is higher than that. You need an extraordinary schus to overstep that. You need an extraordinary schus to become bigger than that. Masha'ein Kein, the Anhaga of Tefillah, is something by its nature goes to the core of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Levada, the Anhaga, and that can be above it. That's the Havana why Tefillah is better than that. So we have two devices in Ein Mazel Yisrael, and this is what Rashi says about it, that work. One is an extraordinary schus, and one is a schus, a tefillah, which is above everything. What in the Gemaras themselves in Shabbos that you had, that it says over there that there is, in the Gemara Shabbos that it says, in the whole sugya, all of these things, the snake didn't forget to come. The snake came, but the person killed the snake. In other words, we didn't avoid the mazel, but we stuck something on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't stop mazolos. He pasted another schus onto it. That's the maila of extraordinary. And you find the two schusim that are listed there, where on the day of a wedding she gave away an expensive thing. They weren't stam schusim. They were extraordinary schusim because it has to be something that goes above and beyond the call of mitzvahs to be at the level of mazolos. I'd like to finish. Do you have there's a Kohel? Does this have Kohel in it?
Yeah,
in the back. Okay. So I guess let's just kind of recap all the points we've made, because it's a big Indian, it's a spreads out. There is anhaga of mazolos. The anhaga of mazolos means there are things that are dictated not by what you did, but rather by what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in this world. So when a person is faced with a nisoyon, when a person is faced with obstacles or challenges, he's never sure, Ramchal says, is this a feedback for Averis? And a person has to make chesh b'nefesh, and like it says, fish v'lo matzah, a person has to keep looking and asking himself, what is it that he's done, and does it need some sort of tikkun or whatever it is? That's one very, very important nekuda. Or else, this could be my challenge. What's nafkemina is, I cannot just give up and say that I'm not going to do it. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted for me, and it's the right thing to do. In this world, some of the things are just that, and you never see the fruit of what you did and why you did it. Well, so no, that's where you see it. Yes?
Is the concept of Gilgal used to help us understand the site of Mazalis, what happened?
Gilgal is more of a concept that every person's own mitzvah also gets a hashlam. Now, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to get the person to reach his shlemus also. That's Gilgal. Gilgal is not the cheshbon kol as much as the personal cheshbon, and it's also, it's one of these anhagas that are completely beyond our realm of real tfisa. We know it exists in the Adam Soros, but it's more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kamayim Sholos, I think the Lashon Pasuk Eov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grapple the person to try to get him to be good. So it's more of a personal ticket.
So it's not that in my previous life I acted a certain way, so I get a certain
That's not, that does not have to be the Hezbollah. It can be, it's one of the Hezbollah, but it does not have, the real Hezbollah is, I'm needed, you know, my job is to stand and fire the gun over here at nothing. Because in the big picture, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, needs it. And someday a person will see it, but here he won't see it. The things that greet a person may come from that, may come from that. The Leshem says that those things that come from this are called inyanim of kafsh rachmana, things that we're not privy to. Mazalos is not something we can explore the whys of it. It belongs, it's past that line of human tefisa understanding, it's past the scope of understanding. Even if when a person does something and he's able to get past his mazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will usually do it through mazalos, but with a Shini Hashem, with a Shini Makom, somewhere around, that's what the Ram says. And the two devices, when Rashi says, Ein Mazal Yisrael, the two devices that a person can use is either an extraordinary source, it's not enough for stam source, it's an extraordinary source, or tefillah, which by its nature is straight HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to finish with a beautiful Yonis Menazil in Koheles. Pasuk says, and again, the understanding Koheles is a sefer written with Chachmas Adam. In other words, Shlomo Malach is writing, what does a person see? It's just like, if you ever see those pictures, what does a nearsighted person see? Or what does a person with farsighted, and you look at a picture, Shlomo Malach's sefer Koheles is the sefer of Chachmas Adam. This is what I see when I use only Chachmas Adam. So there's a pasuk. I mean, one of many pasuk. Es hakot in Zayin Tesvav. Es hakol ra'isi b'mehevi. I've seen everything during my existence. Yesh tzadik oved b'tzidkoi. There are some tzadikim who are cut short with their tzidkis. Yesh rosh amayr perosoi. And there's some rishoyim that seem to persevere very well with their wickedness. So, and very, this is the Gemara basically that says, you know, Rav Chista, both what tzaddikim. So Yonos ben Azil says, Yesh tzaddik al isik mazel dizbari behind b'nei anosha. It's about mazolos. The iskev azaka of a bitzit kusa. There are some tzaddikim that are lost in their tzitkis. Uschusei min natril ovedasi. But the schusim last in the world to come. In other words, Shlomo Malach says, in this world, because there are certain anhagas that are past seichel and das adam, then the kasha is a real kasha. There are loose ends at the end of the world. As far as we can see, there are some loose ends that just don't come together. That tzaddikim lived all their lives and buried themselves in the tzidkis. And they were showing that prospered with their riches. That's tfach adam. The reason for it is mazal. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destined. This is a person who's going to be, despite his shalva, despite everything he has going for him, he's going to wallow in riches the whole life. And this person, despite the fact his job is, despite the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him so much difficulties, he's still going to persevere as a tzaddik. And in this world, in the scope of this world, you don't see more than that.
Yeah.
Mazel becomes revealed in the world to come. The world to come is an entire scope of the Bria, the entire Metzius of the Emes. That's why it's called the Alma of the Emes. Our world is a sheker because it's a half a picture, by definition. So some parts of the half a picture are discernible, some parts of it don't make any sense. The Alma of the Asi is where those in Yonim that a person suffered and had difficulty because of Mazel, that is where those Chosim will be discovered. Okay, yeah?
Remember, the Gemara already seems to say, I believe in one thing.
Yeah.
That Tzadik Gerala and Rosh HaTevoi is pure Schar Yonim, because the Rosh is getting he's getting the Schar Leilam, of the few mitzvahs that he did in this
right.
world, he's getting the reward here, so then the next world he gets his punishment.
Let me give you a marshal in all of these Gemaras and so on. When somebody is studying textbook in medical school, so it says a person who has typhoid fever has red spots and temperatures and this. A person has this, you learn the whole thing memorized. Now, a person comes along and he has temperature and he has red spots. Well, first of all, there are two or three diseases similar. It could also be the red spots are coming from a rash he got and the temperature is coming from a cold he has. Working backwards is much, much harder than working forward. All of these gemaras about schar, onesh, these are happening, are one-way emes. In other words, there is an hagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishal l'sein of La Vida, that is correct. There is a Kaddish Baruch Hu of Mazel. There is a Kaddish Baruch Hu of Schar Vonish. The hard part is to diagnose it backwards. So that Gemara is another tool. And like Yerachal says, we've got so many intertwining Anhagas, to work our way backwards is almost impossible because it's so complex. When you see a patient and he's got symptom A, B, and C, maybe it's three diseases. Maybe it's a rare form of one of the diseases. Maybe it's this and that, and the other symptom will be coming. It's very hard to look at a person and to say what's happening. But that Gemara is one. Yes, there is that bug of bad can come because of challenge, bad can come because of Kadosh Baruch Hu's feedback, and bad can come because of the zach of the person. And then there are other things also. There's yesh tzadik that's oved b'avayin derech. So you can't ask for the Gemara. The Gemara is another tool. But, yes.
Just the language in Mazel Bistrol, isn't it? There is Mazel Bistrol, but a Jew can't overcome it.
First of all, correct. In other words, in Mazel, it's not absolute. That's the definition. Rashi says on the spot. In Mazel, Rashi says, but tefillah and tzadik help. It's certainly worse than Mazel, but there's a way out of the system. It's not absolute. There's a chassidish of our tzadik brings it that in Mazel Bistrol means the Mazel for Klal Yisrael is ein is. When we declare that there's nothing but a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's our real way of getting. In other words, the ayin is the mazel we saw. That's a tzaddik, it's a chassidisha, and they say that even though it says in Tanakh, in Don Daniel, it says Nichol Zisar Yisrael, but that's only as a melech tzaddik. It's not really as a haga. But that's the yes.
Who does mazel elyon fit into this? Because mazel elyon, I understood, meant that there's a certain nakuda that's not nishtano whatsoever. So
there's ifrfit, but as far as we're concerned, it's just the shayrish of mazal tzid. It doesn't need more than that. It's as you go deeper and deeper, the klal gadol in a lot of things is things are more flexible in how they manifest itself. L'mashal. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that a person have hardships and still be able to shun despite that, to change his having hardships is much harder than what type of hardship. In other words, if his nisayin is A and his sal is A, B will crop up or C will crop up. The general, what's called mazalim, the general thrust, without going into any specifics, is it's a more shayrishtika tzura of that hug of mazalim. And that's why it's a much more difficult nekuda to change. But for our discussion, it's fine. It's the same thing. The Lashon does speak about it. It doesn't mention mazalim. It's not what I want to go into. Yes.
Chazal say Mishan Makom Mishan Mazal, or the Indian Segulas, I Bahadi Kishid Rachman Allah Malach. In other words, why would we to be Mishan Makom, or is it six?
So, to certain Darga, Bahadi Kishid Rachman does not apply. For instance, if somebody wakes up in the morning sick, he should go to a doctor. If someone doesn't have Odin, he should plow a field and plant crops. Wherever his status is Shayach, I saw once a Hanhaga of what an Adam Gullah's Hanhaga is. Reb Chaim Friedlander was Mashkiach in Ponovich. He put out the Ramchal's Farin, and he was a person who was a Talmud of Desla, and Adam Gadlan White, Adam Chashel, Adam Gadl, and also a very straightforward person, no extra hugs. He was very straightforward. He was Mashkiach in Ponovich, he was an upcoming star, and we weren't Zeicher. He had a brain tumor in his late 50s, and basically operated once, second time was Nifta. The first time he went to America for an operation, they write this in one of his academics, I forgot which one, and he came back, and he had, I think, 2 good years, and then it came back again. They wanted to take him to America, he refused. He said, the first time, it really was a type of situation that America, there was a real reason to go to America. The surgery was something that was feasible, America had a better track record fit, that made sense, tevadik. Now he says it's just hysteria. It's like, we gotta do something, and let's go to America, let's go to Boston, go there. He said, it has no mahalach and seichel, and therefore it stops being ishtavos and starts being kfir. In other words, wherever there's a seichel, a person says, listen, I've tried here, it's not going. Try a different profession, try a different place. That's still within the gather of ishtavos adam, and on the level of mazel, it also makes sense. It's not just a mazel's bad. Maybe your mazel is a malamed is bad. Maybe your mazel is an accountant is bad. But if a person does what he should do and things don't go, then he should say that I can't, or to do something that's not right, or to do something that's usher and so on, like compromising, you know, on you need not a lot of compromise and so on. That goes into Baruch Hashem Shachman.
If the Hanukkah Klalas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind the scenes that we don't understand is that the person should have this nisayon, so why would the person change it?
You don't know if you haven't tried. I don't have parnassah if I sleep in bed. I don't have parnassah if I didn't plow the field this morning. But if I plow the field, I did what I was supposed to do as a spout, and nothing grows and doesn't keep going, then I accepted it. Wherever there's a mokum avoda, accepting as mazel doesn't exist. When avoda stops, it's an emunah. A, in understanding difficulties, and it's an emuna in not being a spoil from Shabbos or Shoyim, and it's an emuna not to do something that's wrong because we think that Toelos or Tachas might be good. Yeah?
You're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change the mazel, so on the one hand, if the mazel itself was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's his way of Tikkun HaOlam, then changing that mazel, and then in the cases of the Gemara, or so how does that fit with the...
Well, if the schus is big enough, let's say it's in the schus part of it, it could be that fold in the picture. For instance, let's say, this is one of the... If a Navi comes along and says a Dvar Hashem, that is going to be punishment on the city, and then people do tshuva, it helps. What's the pshat in that? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Teretz is... Let's say a good teacher walks in the classroom and he wants to discipline the classroom. Now, if he's a sadist and he gets hanoah from having a kid write 600 times, you know, I will not do this, I will not do that, nothing's going to change his mind. But let's say my job, I want this kid to change and I'm going to do anything it takes. Let's say the kid has all his own changes. So I didn't really want to punish him, I wanted him to change. The Tikkun HaOlam can be done normally through X. If a person does an extraordinary schus, the schus of having given on the day of the chasna, your prize jewelry to an ani is a tikkun that's equal to whatever tikkun the Mises Nachash would have been, the Arigas Nachash. I don't know, that's also how they capture. But as I said, an extraordinary schus means that you've done something more, or.
In terms of the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu has, a tikkun for the olam, but at the same time it manifests itself in terms of the mazalos, like the Gemara says, people didn't want to have children who would be born on whichever day of the week, so why does...
Well, first of all, the Gemara speaks about Shabbos, that because you could be Chal Shabbos and so on, but... we're not supposed to be misasik with mazolus lechatchila. As I said, only if a person sees his mazal, it's not good or whatever it is, then Shabbos is different because it caused chil Shabbos, and that's why his punishment is Udar and Shabbos and so on. But you have to; it has to be very sure of it that it would really cause it for you to be misasik with it. But there are klal, you're not supposed to be misasik with mazolus. That's not supposed to be.
General, you may have answered it already. So in terms of mazel, why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want to have a certain type of mazel, and why is he very hesitant to change a mazel? I mean, like Malachim, why have like a quote unquote intermediary? Why does this have it straight from a Kodesh Baruch Hu and have something in between?
It gives it two ways. The simple answer is it makes Bechira a lot more feasible. If everything would be direct at Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bechira, just like the physical world runs on its own, just like the world has quote-unquote natural history to it, the world to some degree is self-contained so that there's an element of bechira. The fact that the world on a larger scale runs with mazel and so on gives us that sense of bechira. That's part of it. Secondly, there's another reason. It's also easier for us to be typhus. When we see parts of a picture, it'll be easier for us to be typhus. We can't see the whole picture in one shot, and that's a problem. I don't know, it's a topic in its own right, but the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu splits his Anhaga with Malachim, it's not only Mazalos, Malachim, Spheres, and Mitzvahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Tayyat Mitzvahs. Because if you give one mitzvah, then it's very hard for a person to do it in one shot. If I give a lot of different... The most precise definition I could give you for anything is not as good as 10 imprecise examples. Because if I give you a precise lawyer book definition, you either get it or don't get it, and most of the time you don't get it. If I give you 10 examples that are pretty good, you get a picture from all 10 examples. That's the general reason why it goes back. But anyway, it's a reason it's all right and it deserves itself. Yeah?
And you made a comment about Hashem did not want Abraham to have children and somehow move west to east. Was that... Are you referring there that when he moved to Eretz Yisrael or Canaan,
it started by moving his mazel to a different area. Being Mishan Rebokum, the Gemara actually learns a halacha from it, that you see that the 10 years of not having children starts from Eretz Yisrael and New Eretz Yisrael, a different mazel or lack of mazel. But the Medrash seems to speak just on a very high level of mazel, like Hashem Baruch Hu moved the stars in some way that to make it possible. I don't know exactly what it is. He moved tzedek to a different place.
But it might
have been. It was Mishanah Mokum, Mishanah Mazel.
Right.
Does say so. Avram's moving is one of those elements that might have reflected it. I mean, Chazal say they changed the name, and there's a reason why the hay was added. He changed his place, and halacha we say that not having kids for 10 years starts again when you go to Yisrael. So I'm not really aware of. If the mazel moving means moving that's all out. I'm not sure. Maybe they're listed as separate, they're just in different places. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's the one, but if the mazel is trying to feel that this is best for me, this is best for his master plan.
Yeah.
So how can I have the, I don't know if it's called chutzpah, but to try to change the mazel, put myself a different mazel, when this is what was supposed to be best for me and this is what's best for my master plan?
So I can. Again, I said for the world of Ishtadlus, there is a world of Ishtadlus. A person is supposed to be mispalo and be mishtadlo for things that are normal. For me to sit down at the davar with a vilna goyim is cruel, and for a lot of reasons. But that's where the pshat is. I'm trying to be bigger chacham than Kadosh Baruch Hu. But for me to have the parnasa that I have, the normal das that people have, that goes in normal hishtaris. And that's, so I don't know if you're supposed to head on go against the mazel, but things that Chazal gave us a pischem, they said that Mishana Mokom is good, they said tefillah is Mishana, those are legitimate tools for Klal Yisrael to use because that becomes my hishtaris.
I understand the feeling that he's saying, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to become closer to him, and therefore getting us closer to him, get messy right for a certain thing.
But it's still specific. But I'm being misstarted. But in Mishnah, as long as it's in the normal, for instance, let's say a person, if a person has, for me, it has to be like the Vilna Gaon. There's no marker for that. But let's say I need special tutoring. To reach what's normal for Adam, I need to have an extra effort to me. I can't say, well, if Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make me that way, he would, you know, it would give me more seichel. There is a gvul, and it's a hard gvul sometimes, but in Mazel fits us. So certain shinuyim Chazal gave, the Bishli Mazli, a person who's an anim maros, everything is always a nias, can do mishtavos. But a person wants to be as rich as Korach, and he says, well, maybe if I move to Las Vegas, I'll become rich like Korach, and Mishana Mokim, Mishana Mazel, that's wrong. If a person is trying to do what's expected of a person expected of fairness is mishpacha. So if I'm supposed to work, I'm supposed to be mishtadl, and tefillah is mishtadl. There's certain yonim that are mishana mokatan masa. There's no place I'm supposed to be rich, and for me to do mishtadlus to be rich that goes against mazolus is wrong. Then I'm questioning a Kadosh Baruch Hu's. There's no avoider. The avoider is I'm avichin to be finest as seichet tzitzuba. I'm avichin to be finest my wife to bring my kids to Torah to cook my son Torah. Those are my chiyuvim, and I have to do whatever is normal shtabos, depending on your darga and so on. But to do things that are beyond that, that's where I'm playing with a Kadosh Baruch Hu's better judgment. You decided that I should make ends meet. I would like to be a big millionaire. That's where I'm starting to go against. There's no halakha avoider like that. And the main what I'm doing is I'm going against my. I'm going against what Kadosh Baruch Hu ordained. Why are you pushing that? Well, why? That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's decision. This is who you are, this is what you are, and this is where you belong. And I understand it on a practical level. It's a type of thing that's from the hardest decisions a person has to make. Where's the gvul of ishtadlus in any way? Where's the gvul of acceptance? I mean, you know, it's not that. Yes?
The Yeleshin said that it's Elu Be'elu, and Chanina.
Yes.
It seems from Rashi that Chanina is really arguing, saying there's not.
Yes. Well, the general klal is, I mean, Ramchal says, that in Agadah, we always look at it as two bechinas. Both of them are clarifying a different chelak of the emes. And that's what the Leshem is saying. He's saying there is a mazel in the sense that it exists, there's a mahalach. Even the one, Rashi sharpens the machlokas. And it's true, according to Rashi, Mashmos is that it's a real machlokas, dust fillings for some help. The Lashem is saying that each one is exploring a different angle of it. And it does not seem to be like Rashi. You're right in that.
So, but is there a real makom? I mean, how does the whole Hanhaga and Tefillah work? And the Fear of Chanina, like Rashi, how does this whole.
I don't know. I know he has to answer up the Gemaras that he brought. I don't know. I don't know how he. Yeah.
How does the Rambam hold that there is no mazel, you all these Gemaras? And what was this?
So there is a
what
very interesting.
On these Gemaras?
The Rambam says, in the one place that he speaks about, where he does seem to say there is, I think the following is correct. The Rambam is coming la'afuke. The Muslim type of mentality that there is no bechira and everything is a chreya. If you're born a murderer, you're going to be a murderer. If you're born a nice guy, you'll be a nice guy. The Rambam says if stargazers will be able to do it 100% accurately, that would mean that it's a chreya and not chreya. The one place, so the Rambam is coming of fuki that, and the one place where he says they know some of the truth, but not all the details, I think that's what he means. There's a mahalach. In other words, if you're born under mazel madam, you will tend to be physically a struggling person. You could be a mohel, you could be a shofet, you could be this. I think that that's how the Rambam, but there are other kashas. I mean, the Rambam says kishuv is nonsense, There's an awful, awful lot of Gemaras that belie that. I don't know. I mean, the Goyim is very strong against the Rambam. But as far as Mazalos goes, the one glimmer that the Rambam gives us is it's true in a vague and general way, but not specifically and not bechreich. That's the one thing that you have. Yeah.
And didn't they also say that in the olden days the Kayach was stronger? There's a
for Mazikim, for Shadim. But the Rambam doesn't say it. The Rambam just goes across board.
Shadim, that.
The latest farm, the theory and so on, they seem to say that there is a difference between, as the Doras went on, they became less prevalent. But Mazalos is either or. Mazalos either should have always existed or not. I do think the Rambam Sheet, if you put together two or three places, it seems to be that it's true in a very general way, it's not specific, and certainly it can't go against. But the Rambam himself, when he writes in Hilchos Deos, he writes, Deus is what we call Midos, the Rambam calls it as Deus. The Rambam writes, every person is born with clear propensities. A person has a natia to do things. And that's part of who you are and what your avod is. So even if you don't call it kochavim, but a person is born not blank. It's not everybody's not born equal. Everybody is born equally to go over the Hashem. But you know, one guy is an excitable person, one guy is a meek person. You know, it's no. So the Rambam might call it a different name, but it's still true. And the Rambam writes, for instance, the Rambam says a stupid question is an elephant better or a mosquito? Is it better to be an elephant or a mosquito? If it's better to be an elephant, why did Kodesh Baruch Hu shortchange the mosquitoes and make them mosquitoes? I mean, imagine if you had an elephant laying in the middle of the night, that would really be. But I'm part of he said, and if being a mosquito is better, why did Kodesh Baruch Hu make elephants elephants? So he says those are stupid questions. You know, the Brita is as is. I mean, the Rambam has that flavor. We can't question what's given. What's given is given within the framework. But he says it specifically about an elephant and an ant. I think he says he does the thing. Yeah.
By I guess Mars. That the Gemara was speaking about, he gave different options. It could be a model shochet.
Right.
But by a bunch of the other ones, the Gemara didn't give different options.
I think they're some easier. I mean, when you say somebody, you're going to enjoy seeing blood being spilled. That's a very, very tough one to find good things for it.
The Gemara gave very negative, I think it was the Asher and the Slus or something.
Right, that's but again, what to do with Ashiris is not hard to figure out. And even private, someone, if you don't actually have a practical level, that question comes up when you kind of people. I mean, I know somebody who's a woman who was an extraordinarily beautiful voice. I mean, professional. She's a singer of world renowned. And it's very hard to say, a man is a big cousin in the shul, and the character becomes a rebel or something. You know, there's something that, what are you going to do? You know, it's a very, that has to be, and the person is going to accept it, but to give the person a message that they're not wasting the time of their lives. Somebody, As that, what do you do? This person was headed for big time, and it's more than just feeling that you're not going to miss out on a couple of money. It's this is my God.